It's time for today's daily devotional. We're in the 18 days of thankfulness. Today we're going to be thankful for purpose. And scripture comes from Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. You know, there are moments in life when we all ask the same old question. Why in the world am I here? What is my purpose? And sometimes that question comes in seasons of what we call waiting. You're waiting. It feels like you're waiting forever. Sometimes it comes in moments of disappointment. When you're super disappointed about something, you revert back to the question, why am I here? And sometimes it shows up when life doesn't look anything like we imagine. But here's the whole truth. We need to hear it again and again. You are not here by accident. God created you with intention. Your personality, your experiences, the gifts that you have, even your struggles, none of that stuff is random. Even the things that you wish you could erase from your story are being used by God to shape your purpose. Purpose doesn't always look big or flashy. It doesn't always come with a spotlight or applause. Sometimes purpose looks a little bit different, like showing kindness when it's easier to be silent. And I have a story I'm going to share with you this morning about a purpose that a lady had. When my mom passed away back in 2014, which would have been in January, my dad used to go and visit the cemetery every day around the same time. And I did not know this until last week when we were going back and forth on our trips to Fort Valley. And we were riding by the cemetery, and Dad said, you know, there was a lady who would stop every time she would come home from work, and she worked at the school. So the lady was a school teacher, and she lived on the road that was next to the cemetery where my mom is buried at. He said every time that she came by and that he was there when mom passed away, she would stop, and she would talk to him for a few minutes and tell him everything was going to be okay, and that my mom still loved him very much, even from heaven. And the story was just so touching the other day. I need to see if I can find out who it was, because apparently the lady taught there in Fort Valley. But every time that Dad was there and she drove by, she stopped. She took that moment out of her day to show kindness when she could have kept driving. Also, you could see purpose that looks like encouraging somebody who's struggling with something, or raising children with love and faith. Or maybe sometimes purpose looks like working faithfully even when nobody notices, or praying behind the scenes for other people. Simply just showing up when life is heavy. Purpose isn't always about doing something extraordinary. It is about being faithful right where you are. And God's plans for you aren't based on your perfection. They are rooted in His love. And you don't have to have everything figured out. You don't have to have everything figured out to be living in your purpose. You don't have to know what's next. You just have to trust the one person who does, and that is God. Why do we have such a hard time trusting in God? If you're listening today and you're feeling unsure, maybe you're feeling overlooked, maybe you're feeling stuck, take comfort in this. God is still writing your story, and sometimes it feels like it's never going to come. I'll be frank with you, there have been times in my life, too, that I have wondered, like, why am I here? What is my purpose? Why has God not shown me my will? And then it's the simple things that start to reflect, and I am reminded why I am here and the purpose that I stand behind and why God has me here. And you have a purpose as well. Even if it feels confusing, you still matter. So today, be thankful for purpose that God has placed on your life, because the world is better with you in it. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, we thank you for the purpose that you have placed on each of our lives, and thank you for creating us intentionally and for calling us to live with meaning and even direction. For those listening who feel lost today, unsure, maybe they feel discouraged, remind them today they're seen, they are valued, and they are needed, and help them trust your plan even when they can't see the full picture. Guide our steps, open our hearts, and help us walk faithfully in the purpose that you've designed for us. We are grateful that our lives are in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.